Labeled by John Upchurch. Read by Jason Brown. Today's verse comes from Ephesians 5:29-30. After all, no one ever hated his own body, but he feeds and cares for it, just as Christ does the church, for we are members of his body. Early in their marriage, Kate discovered her husband, Jim, had a pornography addiction. She confronted him about it, they prayed, and he promised to change. For several months, Jim seemed to be doing just that by throwing himself into his ministry position. Their marriage returned to normal. But the facade soon collapsed. Kate had begun suspecting something when she discovered Jim had been to a questionable restaurant several times with some of the other members of the church staff. She searched his computer and found hundreds of porn sites in the browser history. She also came across personal items belonging to another woman in his car. When confronted, Jim begged for forgiveness. Kate moved out, but agreed to counseling, if Jim would be serious this time. But he wasn't. He was late when he did show up for the counseling sessions. Mostly, he just didn't come. Kate filed for divorce and picked up a label. Many members of the church where Jim worked couldn't believe he would do anything. So they blamed the divorce on Kate. They knew she had her eye on someone else for months. They knew why she really wanted a divorce. And that label went with Kate. Thanks to the power of the internet, the certainty of Kate's actions spread to other friends and family members. Jim, for his part, did nothing to dissuade the rumors, and Kate refused to slander Jim to the church, even if he'd hurt her, even if it meant wearing the label. Kate eventually moved back to her hometown, but even there, enough people knew her past to keep the stories and certainties churning. They knew who she was and what she had done. Jim stepped down from the church staff, ostensibly because of the turmoil, but picked up his own label, Poor Discarded Husband. Years later, Kate still wears her label. She remarried, but for many people, she's still the woman who ran out on her husband, who didn't fight hard enough, and who really had ulterior motives for leaving him. Even after Jim left ministry and church altogether, the reason behind his apostasy fell at her feet. She'd been labeled, and that was enough. Intersecting Faith and Life. Church can be a scary place because the process of living life together is messy. Husbands and wives cheat. Doubts bubble up. Irrational fears overcome. We're joined together at our most vulnerable point. Trust. We're all tempted to categorize events and people, especially when something goes wrong. Categorizing makes it all seem safer, so different from us. But the purpose of the church isn't just for when things are going well. It's for when things mess up. Once we categorize the label, we've made things seem tidier in our heads. But that tidiness rarely exists in real life. For Kate, healing took years. All because those she trusted fit her neatly into the box where they wanted her to be. And for Jim, labeling meant he never dealt with his sin. For further reading, check out John chapter 8, verse 1.
Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
Hey everybody, I'm Dale.
And I'm Tamara.
And we're hosts of the Kynos Project podcast,
where we help you tackle ancient Christian truths in everyday settings.
The word kynos means new, and that's exactly what we want to do on our podcast. Bring something new from what is old in our faith.
And on this show, you might hear us explore topics like what the Bible has to say about student loan forgiveness, discuss how the Satanic Temple affects our view of religious liberty in America, or even question why is it that so many people are having rapture anxiety.
To learn more about the podcast, go to lifeaudio.com.